Yes, it is a big change management issue, in that you have a retirement bubble for these highly trained technicians that's coming up in the very near future. And at the same time, you have the need to have a trained force on the equipment that is currently in place. We refer to it as legacy equipment, and some of it is as much as 30 years old, although it's been refurbished. And then you have the new digital-based equipment that's coming on. So you're going to have a workforce that can handle both types of equipment, the old and the new.
And that's difficult to do in the best of times. It's particularly difficult to do now. Now, the FAA has laid out a plan for how they're going to do that, right?
Yes, they have laid out a plan both for acquiring those staff and training those staff. And our assessment of it is that they've made some very positive steps. It's still very much a work in progress, but we're pleased to see that FAA recognizes the nature and scope of the challenge that it faces.
And it feels, you know, I often hear this at agencies, IRS faces this challenge a lot. You're changing the tires on the car as it's driving.
Exactly, because they have to maintain some 60,000 pieces of equipment at the same time, hire, train, indoctrinate. So it is, in fact, that car is moving down the road at 60 miles an hour at least.
Yeah. And are there lessons learned? Are there a sort of standards for how to do this well?
Well, I think FAA is in a good position to do this because they had a similar situation developed with the air traffic controllers, and they had to develop a strategic plan for training, for hiring and replacing, in the same way that they will have to do for the technicians. As you mentioned, there's 6,000 of them, and there were 15,000 controllers. So they have some experience in it, but it's still a very large challenge.
We're talking to Gerald Dillingham. He is the Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the Government Accountability Office about their new report looking at this technical workforce at the FAA. And one of the things you said is that the FAA has done a pretty good job of incorporating key practices, lessons learned from other folks. They've done a pretty good job of looking around. Partially, they've been there, done that. But also, they looked around and said, hold on, is there something that we don't know? And they've actually tapped those lessons learned.
That's correct, Chris. And again, some of the lessons they learned from themselves in attempting to deal with the air traffic controller crisis that they had a couple of years ago.
Yeah. One of the interesting parts of this is when you're training these folks, guess what? They're probably having to travel around, and those costs have changed a lot over. It was a part of the report that I didn't even think of that issue, but that's one of the challenges in and of itself, isn't it?
Exactly, because the training is, as we talked about before, it's two kinds of training, and in some cases the technicians will have to go to an FAA facility, maybe in Oklahoma, but in other cases they may have to travel more to where the manufacturer is, and so it in itself is a challenge as well.
So I know you always, GAO, very good about making recommendations. Do you have some recommendations for what FAA can do to make sure that this follows along in a proper way?
We do, Chris. Basically, what we did was we looked at where the problems were, and the problems were at the strategic level, meaning that, you know, on a day-to-day, maybe monthly basis, FAA was doing the kinds of things that it needed to do. Like, for example, it would replace a technician when that technician retired, and it would train the technician when it needed to be trained. And what we've suggested to them is that they need to be a little bit more strategic and look out further, because it takes 2 or 3 years to bring a novice technician up to the standard of a veteran. So they need to be doing more than just, you know, one-for-one replacement and looking at their training in the short horizon.
Yeah, that was the other part of this report that I really, because sometimes we're so, you know, we want things to happen now and we've short-term thinking, but this is an area where in terms of training and getting the right people in the right place for these highly technical folks, you have to think long-term.
Exactly, and those kinds of people are in demand across the country, and You know, there's competition with government salaries and competitions with the private sector, so it's not an easy task for the agency.
And it seems like, as I was reading through this, this report specifically focuses on FAA, but almost every agency has this kind of technical workforce in some form or fashion.
Exactly, and I think you will see and hear in the media a lot about this retirement bubble, the baby boomers coming out. So it is a problem across the federal government that needs to be on the front burner.
And particularly with something like FAA, where they are retiring these, you know, there have to be a lot of folks who are going, hold on, I'm either going to retire or I'm going to be out of a job. And I know FAA is really trying to integrate these folks and say, hold on, we're going to still have an air transportation system. We want you to be able to work on that.
Exactly. And that's part of why this is a work in progress, is because at the same time that we're having, you know, the agency is having these retirements, it's also trying to upgrade the system to a more digital-based system. So it needs to be prepared for to keep people on board, as well as it may need additional people as well. So yeah. It's a multi-prong challenge.
Any comments from FAA or the Transportation Department?
Yes, FAA agreed with the points that we made, and they are beginning to take steps to try and address their issues in a preemptive fashion. So they're on board.
Were there, as you were going through this, were there parts of this? I mean, this is the report. Sometimes I know GAO reports don't have much nice to say. You guys seem relatively impressed with the work that FAA has been doing.
I would agree with that. I mean, I think the GAO likes to think we give a balanced presentation at the end, and FAA has made significant efforts, and you know, as the GAO does, we will continue to monitor those efforts to see that there is fruition to them.